Welcome to TAMU's Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick, Extension Dairy Specialist. Last time we began discussing biosecurity for our dairy farms. You gave us specific steps that could be taken to prevent Yoni's disease, but are there some general steps producers can take to reduce disease risk on their farms?
Perhaps what we should do is step back and think a minute about how different diseases are transmitted or spread from animal to animal, or in the case of zoonotic diseases, from animal to man. If we understand the different routes of transmission, we can then identify where farms are at risk and develop protocols to minimize the exposure.
How many different routes of transmission do we need to worry about?
Tamalee, there are six main different methods by which diseases can be spread. These are aerosol, direct contact, fomite, oral, vector-borne, and zoonotic.
Okay, I know that aerosol means through the air and that direct contact means that the animal comes in contact with the disease from the environment or another infected animal. But what is fomite?
Well, fomite is a veterinary term that means an inanimate object carries the disease agent from one animal to another. Probably the fomite that we would think about first are needles, but there are other possibilities. Some other fomites might be contaminated brushes, clippers, balling guns, feed and water buckets, shovels, clothing, milking equipment, and the like.
So would this include trucks?
Yes, a special type of fomite transmission is that resulting from vehicular traffic. The disease organism might be carried on the tires or undercarriage of a truck or in a trailer.
Okay, I gather that oral means that the animal consumes the organism with its feet or water.
Beyond what an animal eats or drinks, oral transmission may also occur if the animal licks or chews on something in its environment, which is already contaminated.
And what do you mean by vector-borne?
Well, when we talk about vector-borne transmission, we're talking about when an insect or arthropod carries a pathogen from one animal to another. Some of the common vectors are fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, flies, and cockroaches. For example, flies are a vector that transmit contagious mastitis and pink eye.
And then you said zoonotic transmission. Doesn't that mean from animal to man or man to animal?
Yes, it does. Zoonotic transmission can occur using any of the other five modes of transmission to transfer a disease organism from animal to humans.
Is there usually just one form of transmission involved in spreading a disease?
Not necessarily. Many infectious agents can be spread by more than one route.
Join us in future TAMU's Milkcast to learn more about how to reduce the risk of disease transmission. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.